busy old morning this morning. We've got in the studio, we have Graham Poutney.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kelvin. Hello.
Hello. Now, you are an actor of some note.
Thank you. Yeah, an actor, definitely.
Yeah.
Of note, I'm not so sure.
Well, I won't say I know your work particularly well. I know you've been in a few things, but you also, there's a thing I do know about you is when we first started on the internet, you did a lot of our early jingles.
I did. I was fortunate to be able to give you from the Isle of Wight and beyond.
That's the one, yes. And many other, and you've got to, I have to say, you've got great diction.
Thank you.
Which is something I strive at, but don't anywhere, get anywhere near. And we've also got in the studio, we've got Leon. Good morning again.
Well, hello.
Leon. Hello.
Leon, hello.
Hello, Neil. Now, you've come here to, Graham, you've come here to talk about a specific thing.
Yes, I'm going to plug a show which I'm not only in, but directing and producing at the Key Arts.
In the Minghella Theatre?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice space, that.
It's beautiful.
I went there recently. It's a very big space, in fact.
It is. The Medina is even bigger.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And I've got two things which I can talk about quite happily. One in the Medina Theatre, which is in October. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that we can get some people to come along and find out about that. But also this one in Key Arts is on the 26th and 27th of June.
Okay.
8 o'clock in the evening. And you can have a meal beforehand.
Oh, nice food there.
Oh, it is lovely. Yeah. So there's an opportunity of coming along doing that. And listen and watch Summer Love, which in fact includes two short plays by Anthony Minghella.
Oh, right. The theatre named after him, of course.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. So that's why I've brought those two here, because I think it's important to show the work, which isn't often shown, of one of our local heroes.
Yes, because many, many people have heard of him in his films, but not so much about the stuff he actually wrote.
Yeah, as he was a playwright, as well as a screenwriter. And one of these plays is from a BBC radio show, which he did, called Hang Up. It's a correspondence between two people over the phone.
Mm.
And I've made it into a play, so that you can see what they look like and what they do at the other end of the phone, because they may lie.
Mm, of course.
It's a good fun. It's just an evening of three short plays and be about an hour and a half, something.
Lovely.
Like that.
Sounds excellent. So what was the date of that again?
That's the 26th of June and the 27th of June.
And the cost of tickets?
It's £15. And
well,
the cheaper
bad,
ones, no, cheaper ones on the door if you're unwaged or a student.
Okay. That sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, you sound like you're a student. So
yes, I am.
So come along, bring a bunch of friends.
Yeah, so but we also let ladies and gentlemen know that Leon is in fact studying performing arts. So
yes,
it's right up his street, this kind of thing.
It is, yes.
Very good. Well, so, you'll see it raw and real right in front of you.
Well, that's what I like.
Which is great fun.
And again, rather like the Medina, but the Anthony Minghella Theatre, it is open. It's not, the stage is below the lower.
Yeah, it's all on ground level, and we will work on the floor. And the seats are ranked, raked, should I say.
Raked, yes. And it's a nice little space, that. And the bar and the food there is excellent. It's a wonderful venue, and we're very fortunate to have it in Newport, I have to say.
Absolutely. I've toured other shows here before. A couple of years ago, I brought a couple of Alan Bennett plays to the Key Arts, which were very successful. But the big one in October is Journey's End by R.T. Sheriff.
Oh, right, yes.
Because it's going to be the end of the First World War, as it were. 1914-18 was the war, but they also had a year of making the peace. 1919 was when it finished, and the peace treaty of Versailles. And we're going to knock that on the head just before the Armistice Day on November.
Oh,
so
nicely timed, yes. Yeah. Excellent stuff.
And that'll be at the Medina.
And that you're in that as well, are you?
I will be, yes. I'm playing the Colonel in that, as well as doing all the other stupid things.
I can see you as a Colonel, yes. I can see you.
Thank you very much.
Of the Colonel. Is it a nice Colonel, or is he a very bossy Colonel?
He's a bit bossy. He's a bit bossy. He's the authoritative figure that everybody thinks, oh, why is he doing this? You know. But the story is that these six guys are in a bunker in the trenches, and they're preparing for an expected German attack in the very final stages of the war.
Okay.
So but it's good fun. We've played it before. It's been on tour before, but I'm resurrecting it to bring it down here and also in Leatherhead in Surrey.
Will you come in again to plug it?
I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to
get you in and talk about that in some more detail. You can tell us how the other one went.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure it'll be absolutely indeed. Fine. It sounds sure. very, very good indeed.
Well, I'd love to have some local people around. I'm a local too. I've got history going back way back here.
Mm.
And I was very happy to be part of the early jingles
yes,
of this. And from that, I went to produce and create my own community radio station in Leatherhead in Surrey called Surrey Hills Community Radio Station. I was MD for that for a few years. I've stepped back, though. It's doing as good as this. Well, not quite as good as you guys. No. Vectis Radio is going really well. I mean, today is buzzing, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, we do this once a month, this open day, and people can drop in or not, as the case may be, and there's tea and cake, and
just
fabulous. Come and have a look around and a chat and get involved or not, as the case may
Super.
Be.
Super. And I hear that the bridge is being open.
I gather that yeah, lots of people seem to have disappeared around the corner. Within the next hour, the Medina Quay Bridge, which has been out of action for, what, 2 or 3 years now?
About that.
It's been finally replaced. I know I'm not having to go at anybody because there's a lot of paperwork involved in that. It wasn't just how long it took to build it, but it was there's a whole lot of ancient laws about navigation rights in the Medina that held it up. But today, it's apparently being opened within the next hour.
Oh, fantastic.
So we came in one way, we'll be able to go home the other way.
Yeah.
Which is handy.
It would be like a magic trick.
Yeah. But it'd be handy for the festival because last year they had to put a temporary bridge up for the festival.
Of course, I remember that. Is it a swing bridge or something like that?
Now, it has to be removable, I understand. Or it did have to be removable. I don't know what state it is now. But allegedly, you should have still been able to navigate up that bit of the Medina, which goes under the road.
Yeah.
But it was very silted up, that bit.
It's difficult to get a kayak up there.
I would have thought so.
Isn't it?
of course, when tide's high, there's a bit more scope. But and I think the laws, no one ever bothered to change the laws. They never thought it would be needed to be changed. So it's one of those things. When they went to say, oh, we're going to replace that with a permanent structure, somebody with a colonel's hat on. So, yep. I don't think so.
No,
not the sort of thing we're allowed to do at this time. So, but it's all being sorted and hopefully it'll be open very soon.
Super. Leon, where are you studying?
Oh, I'm studying at the Isle of Wight College.
Excellent. Oh, brilliant. I'd love to see some of your student friends along. Come and see it. It's
If you don't mind, I'll take this.
Please do.
And I'll show them to them when I see them next.
It's excellent stuff.
It's absolutely great. It's a college is really good.
It is, yeah. We're very, very great supporters of the college. Try their restaurant out sometime.
Oh.
Yeah, very good value food and excellent quality because they're all in training. So
right. If anyone would like to help backstage...
Mm-hmm.
I am open to suggestions. It's a very small show that we've got at the moment, but I still need a bicycle brought on and off and various bits and pieces like that. A little change of set be good. And in October, I would also need some people to have uniform on and be extras on stage as soldiers.
I know something that might be very useful for that because... If I'm not mistaken, my college does do every now and again, some people do go off to become some extras in shows for part of coursework, and so I think that's a good 50-50 exchange there.
Absolutely right. Well,
that deal's been made on the radio.
Reach out to me.
Reach out, yes.
You can find me, Graham Pountney. You can find me on IMDb. You could
just Google Graham Pountney.
Just Google,
comes up
and the man
everywhere.
Comes up, and it is me. You know, it's not a spoof.
No, it's definitely you. Okay, we need to take
play some music.
Play some music. It's